KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The Biden administration plans to impose major new tariffs on a range of imports from China. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
According to a U.S. official familiar with the plan, new tariffs would be slapped on Chinese electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies. China's EVs present a problem for President Biden, who has pushed for electric vehicles in his climate agenda. But China's low-priced vehicles could pose a threat to U.S. manufacturing jobs. As the 2024 campaign wears on, both the president and Donald Trump are vowing to be tough on China. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Ukraine police evacuate hundreds of civilians from Kharkiv region's border area amid Russian shelling.
Ukrainian national police are evacuating hundreds of civilians from Kharkiv region's border areas amid Russian airstrikes and nearby shooting. A police officer walks a woman to vehicles holding her hand. She doesn't see, he says. We need to lead her straight to the bus. Hold on, where is the bus? Tell me, which bus can I put her on? Reporters lie on the ground amid nearby explosions. The police video shows the camera shaking as the village evacuation proceeds. People are evidently running for their lives as the Russian units advance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Crews are on track to conduct a controlled demolition of the largest remaining steel span on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The demolition was postponed Sunday. It's now scheduled to happen this evening. The Dow is down 44 points. The NASDAQ ahead 47. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a Catholic school in Charlotte did not violate the law when it fired an employee for entering into a gay marriage. The judges concluded that Charlotte Catholic High School is covered by the ministerial exception in this case because Lonnie Ballard, the substitute teacher who was fired, was involved in an inherently religious job. The school is represented by the Beckett Fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The percentage of Americans who say they are followers of no particular religion in America is higher now than at any time in history. But that doesn't mean those people are atheists. Only about 17% of religiously unaffiliated people actually identify as atheist on surveys. And that comprises only about 4% of the total population. Adults with more income are more likely to adopt the stance that they do not believe in God. This is SRN News. Economy-based violence is on the rise.
A protest against rising cost of food, fuel, and utility bills turning rough in Pakistani-controlled portions of Kashmir. One police officer has been killed, dozens of people injured, some merchants closing their shops while demonstrators burn tires to express their anger. The prime minister says he's ready to consider the demands of the protesters. The region has seen dramatic hikes in the cost of basic goods. Jason Walker reporting.
Mount Ebu, a volcano in Indonesia's North Maluku province, has erupted, spewing thick gray ash and dark clouds into the sky. Officials say there's a possibility of another eruption. Local authorities have prepared evacuation tents, but no order has been reported yet. 13,000 people live in the area. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.